St. Peter and Paul in Hamburg, St. Vincent de Paul in Niagara Falls, Holy Family in Albion.
Bishop Richard Malone reading through the names of those eight pilot parishes that collectively raised more than $28 million. WBFO News spoke with two priests who participated. Father Robert Mock is pastor at St. Benedict in Amherst, and Father Joe Roliano is pastor at St. Mark's St. Rose of Lima in North Buffalo. Both priests say this campaign has allowed them to reconnect with parishioners.
It was really great to be able to talk to the people of the parish on a whole different level and understand whole different things about their lives that I never knew before. So from that aspect, it was a great opportunity to just meet people and have an opportunity to talk to them.
Even for a smaller parish, like my two, you know, to sit for 45 minutes, an hour with your parishioners and just talk and introduce the campaign. And I found, too, not only do they love that, but they appreciated, I think for the most part, being invited to learn about the campaign.
Over the past 10 years, the diocese has lost population in its churches and schools, forcing closings and consolidations. Bishop Malone says school enrollment must go up, but tuition assistance to families is key. One of the goals of this campaign is to create a permanent $17 million endowment for tuition assistance. Both Mock and Roliano have parish schools.
And so for us, that was a pretty strong point, because we're ensuring the future of all the schools in the diocese, but specifically of our school.
And also, I think it was wise that, you know, a portion comes back to the parish, so that's a kind of built-in, gives them ownership. 35% until you meet goal. If you meet goal, it magically becomes 55% of every dollar, so that's wonderful.
The bishop referred to the fundraising effort as unprecedented. He explained they've never before worked to create endowments for sustainability of their church's future in the area of pastoral care, social services, and education. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.